Hey, boys and girls, who do you love?
Mr. Fancy Pants.
And what would you do if we quit doing a podcast?
We'd kill ourselves.
It's evil. Don't touch it.
It's alive. I watch with you.
They're coming to get you.
Hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Welcome back to Mr. Fancy Pants. My name is Matt, and
no, it isn't.
Thanks for chilling out with us again one more week. How's it going, Lindy?
It's good.
And then we have the Todd. What's going on, the Todd?
Cue the Jay and Silent Bob music where Jay's out in front of the fucking Quickie Mart fucking...
You know what happens when I get bored?
Ooh.
You gotta tuck my cock into a dance.
The Todd is great. The Todd is amped. The Todd's not doing cocaine, but I sell cocaine accessories.
And Matt, how are you doing?
I'm fantastic right now. I missed my intro that I'm supposed to do, Zach. Thank you for covering. I could not get over the thing before.
There's a snake in my boots.
By the way, to those that have subscribed, what's going on? Here's the deal. Apparently, some people could not access
certain things.
So I just turned it off because if you pay for something, you're not getting it.
You need to get it.
Yeah. Let's shut it down. So until we get it figured out, I've re-released all the old episodes. So if you haven't listened to the first season, do it now while it's free. Because at some point, we're going to have to take it off again.
There are definitely some I would suggest that you hit before
haunted
others.
Cabin.
Definitely the
Haunted Cabin.
Definitely the Jersey Devil episode, because Zach was super happy recording that one, and I think you should...
Sam Franklin's a devil!
One of my favorites is the episode on Ed Gein, which is
there was
in
two
season
of those,
one.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love a good nipple belt?
Exactly. That was my favorite book that I've read so far, of all the ones that I've read. That was my favorite that I didn't want to put down. But somebody... That was offered up as like a, you know, if you write in with a story, we'll give it away. So it was give it away
and
now.
That still holds true. I mean, if you have a really good story you want to share with us, we will send you something.
Yeah.
For sure. Just may not be something you want. But it's probably
and if you have
you
naked photos of Sasquatch, I'm still waiting.
Yeah. That too.
Like a tarantula in a box. Send you something. I'll get something. A monkey paw. I don't know.
We'll send you one of those demon boxes off Amazon.
The book box? Or
a little divot box. All right.
Let's get in this story because I've already fucking...
We're a little wound up today. Okay. So I for today have 25. I have researched these. They are true. They are facts. Not just because Wikipedia or Google said so. I have seen actual
it's true.
Paperwork.
It's actual.
Everything is factual. Zippity doing. Greatest Disney movie ever. Why isn't it still available? Anyway.
Things that make you go,
let's move along.
25 weird and true facts to lighten
the
mood.
I'm so happy about this.
Number 25, officially, the longest war in history was between the Netherlands and the Isles of Scilly, which lasted from 1651 to 1986.
Holy shit.
And there were zero casualties.
Okay, you're going to have to go into a little more detail on this if you can.
So...
We hate each other for this long.
Yes. So it was the longest standing declaration of war between two sovereign nations. Okay. And in 1986, they both went, oh, hey, this is still on the books. We've never, you know,
never squashed this shit.
Any of this, so it's just like, yeah, there's the peace treaty, the war is over, yay!
So this based on the fact that like nobody would just be like, fuck you, Daryl, fuck you, Dan, I fucking hate you, man, woo! But there was a lot of nobody ever fucking like pushed anybody, and nothing ever happened, or what's up?
It was basically they were fighting over port space and who controlled what, and they both declared war against each other, and no shots were ever fired. It was like, I mean, it's the longest standing Cold War of our world, and yeah. And in 1986, they were both like, hey, you know,
I forgot about this.
We should probably end this, right? Oh yeah, yeah.
I remember the other day he told me to eat a bag of dicks, and I told him to eat all the dicks. Are we still at war, though? Yeah.
All right. Number 24, the Anglo-Zanzibar War of 1896 is the shortest war on record, lasting, and might I say, an exhausting 38 minutes.
38 minutes of war. Yes,
of war.
8,000 like people died, but
the Monty Python war where we shot some cows over the
all
wall
I
and run away.
The only documentation. The only documentation I could find on this was that somebody declared war, and then literally 38 minutes later, they were like, nah, we're good, it's over, yeah, we're good.
Sir Lancelot, Galahad, and I climb out in the middle of the night, taking them unarmed and completely by surprise. Who climbs out? Lancelot, Galahad, and I.
Somebody.
Perhaps if we build a large wooden badger.
Somebody turned on the light again, didn't they?
Oh,
they
God.
Turned it off. Shut.
I need this.
All right. Number 23. In 1952, Albert Einstein was offered the position to be Israel's second president. And what? He declined. Yes.
Huh? He said, nine.
Hey. Too soon.
Really?
I do not have time. I need to go home and fuck my cousin.
Oh, that's a whole another episode. Anyways, number 22, the date, November 22nd, okay?
All right.
What is big about this date?
First thing that crossed in my head when you say November 22nd is that's the day that JFK was assassinated.
Yes. Many, multiple people, creative people, have all died on November 22nd.
We got another 23 club, but this is the...
John F. Kennedy died on a November 22nd. Anthony Burgess, an English writer, which if you don't know who Anthony Burgess is, he is most famous for writing The Clockwork Orange.
And that's so good.
He also died on November 22nd. Aldous Huxley, who was another English author. His book was Brave New World, a big kind of political layout that a lot of people use as a diatribe against modern society, things of that nature. But he also died on November 22nd. And I shouldn't have to explain C.S. Lewis, the book's hero. He also died on November 22nd. So, yeah. Moving along, number 21.
Were these guys into LSD by any chance?
Lewis was.
I can neither confirm nor deny. No. C.S. Lewis was on a lot of beer and ale sitting in a bar with Tolkien. Anyways, Tolkien walks into... No, anyways. Number 21. You most famously heard of Napoleon having his horse shot out from underneath him in a battle.
Yes.
But most unfamously, it is actually documented that Napoleon was once attacked by multiple rabbits.
What?
Jesus Christ! Run away!
Do it now!
He had a holy hand grenade! I'm in you!
Yes.
Yes. He was once attacked by multiple rabbits.
Oh, wow.
I bet that's where they got that to throw that shit in that movie. Oh, it's so good.
This is fact, okay?
It's so good. It makes me like it more.
Number 20. Karl Marx, okay, mm-hmm. in the midst of writing his book before he was published and everything, all that, Karl Marx was actually a foreign correspondent for the New York Daily Tribune.
What?
Yes.
Good for him.
Are you serious?
Yes. Like most journalists, they're just authors waiting to be, you know, write their big fucking melodrama and be published, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm working on my bestseller. Anyways, number 19, and I love this one because it cues up so many imaginative things. Kim Jong Il has written 6 operas.
You are what wish I was Bobbin. You are what wish I was Bodrin. Even tall is falling and it's
so much Team America.
I think
that's one.
I think
I'm so lonely and sad, rearrown. So lonely.
I think he might also be the only other guy that I think he might be the only guy that's played like 18 holes of golf and scored a 22.
Ooh, yes.
Hey, he fucked okay. up twice.
Yeah. And number 18 to tie in to the LSD comments and all the other wonderful things we've told stories about. In 1929, researchers at Princeton University successfully turned a live cat into a functioning telephone.
I say what?
Yes.
I remember this.
I did hear this. When it rang, did it go, meow, 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 meow.
No. I think it was supposed to be a spy device, and it ended poorly.
Well, no. They, in 1929, they actually turned a live cat into a functioning telephone. The CIA later on converted cats into portable listening devices.
We went into that in the MK Ultra episode. Yeah,
it got ran over immediately.
The 3 MK Ultra episodes, by the way. If you want to go back and check that out.
All right, number 17. And I like this one because it's cool.
I'm liking all of these. This is so much fun right now.
Ronald Reagan, our famous actor president.
The actor? Well, yeah, no.
He was alive. I just watched Back to the Future the other day.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
He was a lifeguard during high school, okay? And
he's a very fit man. Getting some sun.
He is credited as a high school student lifeguard with saving 77 people's lives while working as a lifeguard.
Well, you breathe in.
What was in the fucking water
out.
There?
You breathe out.
I don't know.
You breathe out.
But he made up for it with Iran Contra and killing.
I was going to say, yeah. Made up for it fucking 100-fold.
What up, go?
Does 77 seem excessive?
How many
dumb fucks? You probably should just let him drown. You'll just save the future. You just let
him. I'm wondering how many years he spent in high school.
77 people's a lot. That's a lot.
All right. Number 16.
Parents are fuck Nancy Reagan. I'm sitting there smoking a joint while the kids are swimming in the pool, not paying
attention. Ronnie would say, well, I did fuck Nancy Reagan at least twice, but.
I heard she could suck a dick like no one else.
Well, like, I'm not going to.
Is that true?
Corn on the cob.
She does like corn on the cob. That's all I'm saying.
All right, number 16. Corn on the cob. Too short, baby. Too short. Number 16.
All right.
If you are not familiar with who Lord Byron is, he was an English poet, and he is very famous for a lot of his poetry. It's very beautiful, wonderful, all of this, okay? He had a pet bear that he kept in his college dorm room.
I've heard this. I don't know. I don't remember where I heard that, but I heard
Baloo? Was it Baloo the bear?
Before the
Burn. Okay.
Bear necessities.
We're getting sued by Disney now. Thanks,
Zach. No. I can play their version.
All right. Number 15, and I love this one. I love this one. Listen to the words that come out of my mouth, okay?
Okay.
In 1912, a Paris orphanage held a raffle to raise money. What do you think the prizes were?
Kids.
The orphans.
Babies.
They had a baby raffle?
Mm-hmm.
Not only were they eliminating the kids they had to take care of, they were making money.
That's a little English right there.
This is 1912, too. It was like the top prize are the white ones. So awful. Hey, I didn't hold the raffle. I'm just saying it's probably the way it was.
That's not my number.
He's like, no, this kid's Irish. Fucking throw him at the end. Nobody wants that.
Oh, Lord. All right, number 14. An anonymous, very wealthy New Orleans man hired a pirate to go rescue Napoleon from his prison on St. Helena.
Yeah. I heard that, too. Well, I fucking can't think of his name. Who was it? Shit. Was it the same one that helped Andrew Jackson win the Battle of New Orleans? Or is that? Am I thinking of a different...
I couldn't find an actual name for it.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
Let it go.
That's just goofy. Somebody wasted a bunch of money to go, oh... Hey.
My mind's just bouncing off of everything now with all these facts coming out.
All right.
So much.
Number 13. And I love
this. This is the evil one.
Lafitte.
No, it's Lafitte. There's all sorts of shit down there. Yeah. That is the one I was thinking. Okay.
Thank you to our resident fact checker.
Yes.
Jean Lafitte.
Yeah, I think that's the one that helped Andrew Jackson.
Very same one who helped Andrew Jackson defend New Orleans.
Crazy shit.
Oh, my
Flexing
God,
my
Matt.
Knowledge muscles.
Hey, who knows to the education system of Central Illinois?
I didn't find that out in school, you motherfucker.
Probably why I said it, but okay.
I know it. It's due to my morbid curiosity about everything that I go through now. I find out cool shit, and I just retain it for some fucking reason. I was like, when was your wife born? Fuck, I don't know. When'd you get married? I have no idea, but I knew Jean Lafitte.
So,
what are your kids' names? Fuck. I got that part.
Shithead, and fuckstick?
Most of the time.
All right, number 13. The Dean.
I thought we just did 13.
I said it, but we didn't get to it.
Okay. Because I was still droning on about.
Oh,
I just wanted to be proven correct. Thank you, Lindy.
Love you.
Yeah. Today you love her.
Lauren's called a dickhead later.
That's the episode. You're going to be like, fuck you, Lindy.
That will probably happen later. It's fine.
Probably.
We have an understanding.
Yeah. Totally fine.
Give and take, baby. Give and take. The Lindy giveth and the Lindy taketh away. Yes. All right, number 13. The D in D-Day stands for day.
Day?
In other words, day day.
Day day.
Okay.
I was going to say it's Ferrari's La Ferrari.
Le.
You know, French. Ferrari's the Ferrari.
Oh, it's okay. Day-day. We're gonna go really deep with some, you got to be kidding me shit right now, okay?
Let's have it.
Number 12.
What you talking about, Willis, type stuff?
Yeah. The Constitution of the Confederate States of America banned the slave trade.
I did not know that.
Say what?
Let that sink in. Yes. When they seceded and bonded together and made their own constitution, they banned the slave trade.
So it's like, what's mine is mine.
We had a civil war for nothing, is what you're telling me?
No, it was more of what's mine is mine. I'm not losing anything. Maybe. No, I don't know. I wasn't completely about that.
Let me be clear. They did not ban slavery, okay? But they banned the slave trade of going and grabbing foreign people and bringing them here and making them slaves doing that. You could still end up an indentured slave during to debt and all those kind of things. But going and just capturing people and making them slaves was banned by the Confederate Constitution.
Wow. So, I mean, I'm assuming the guys still got together and it was just kind of like the fake baseball leagues that they do with compare numbers and trade. It's probably okay.
This leads into number 11. Okay. When the American Civil War started, the Confederate General Robert E. Lee owned no slaves, whereas the Union General U.S. Ulysses S. Grant did.
That's fucked up.
And if you go back and listen to a lot of those speeches that Lincoln said, it wasn't as nice as what you think it would be. So I can still like the General Lee car. Good, because I haven't stopped. Because I still like it from my childhood. I don't give a fuck about that bad shit. That car is fucking badass.
Yeah.
All right. Number 10. England's King George I, which is the direct line of what we see as the modern monarchy of England, okay, was actually German.
It's German, yeah?
Of course, he had leadership abilities.
Yeah. And I found this wonderful little tidbit, okay? In the 40 to some odd 50 years leading up to the era of World War I, every European country that had a monarchy, okay, were all related by either being siblings or first cousins.
That doesn't surprise me in the least.
So we can't marry each other, so we might as well have a war.
Can't marry each other.
Yeah. This is not a B.C. Anders novel, but yeah.
Oh, that was a slow burn. All right. Number
Sweep
9.
Sweep that under the rug.
Yes. In 1838, General Antonio Lopez de Santa Anna, the president of Mexico, had his leg amputated after his ankle was destroyed by cannon fire. He ordered a full military burial for his leg.
I thought you was gonna say it ordered to be roasted on a spit so everybody can have some carne asada tacos.
That's
That's worse, Matt. That's worse. That's worse.
I'm sorry you threw it into my head. It wasn't there before.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Roasted it on the spit.
All right.
The boys are hungry.
Number 8.
Which would make more sense than burying it, you asshole. At least feed your men, you dick.
Contrary to popular belief and legend, Daniel Boone not only did not wear a coonskin cap, he tested them. Instead, Boone wore a felt cap.
Like a real man. And I actually looked into this, like Davy Crockett, he did wear a coonskin hat, but it was only when he had to. He was in Congress, he didn't wear a coonskin cap. He only did it when he was out there, and that's the only thing he had to wear.
I feel like it's only kids, like when they're begging for one from their parents, when they're in like one of those convenience stores, and they're sold.
It's like, yeah.
And then that drummer from the Kentucky Headhunters.
That looks badass.
Let's all go down and buy a coonskin cap.
Yeah. He did definitely wear one while playing drums. That's pretty badass because you got to be warm back there.
He's bald, so it makes sense. So, yeah.
But
anyway.
Still. Fuck.
It's going to get cold when you're bald. Anyway.
I'm just throwing in facts I know. Tidbits as we go.
Number 7. At the start,
you're not throwing them behind you like David Letterman and breaking a window or anything when you do
it. No, I'm doing. Never mind. At the start of World War I, what is now the U.S. Air Force, which was then a component of the U.S. Army, had only 18 pilots and 12 airplanes. There's your airplane fact for you.
Okay. I'm glad you said that. So they were arguing
who was in the back seat. The airplane drivers.
Okay, so they had 18 pilots and 12 things to drive.
He won't say airplane pilots. Airplane drivers.
And, okay. The reason we're saying this, folks, is because when I did this, I had no idea what Todd was talking about. So I just labeled this whole episode talks.
That's how Todd talked
about airplane drivers because I made the mistake of saying airplane drivers.
It's funny.
And an episode because I thought it was funny. So anyway.
I bet it burns his ass as much as it does me and Lindy when somebody said I was driving my motorcycle. No, you weren't. You were riding it.
All right, number 6. I just want to preface this that you have to realize the timeline of this.
Oh no!
There was a lot of destruction. There was a lot of things happening before it ever got to this point.
Okay.
The very first bomb dropped by the Allies during World War II. On Berlin, okay, killed the only elephant in the Berlin Zoo.
Oh, aww. Shit.
Son of a bitch.
Dirty motherfuckers.
And as a side note, the hottest chick in the Netherlands in the 1700s was a rhinoceros named Clara.
She was more popular than anybody else, I bet.
Yeah.
That was one of my elephant riders. Who do you know?
All right, number five.
Right.
Arabic numerals, which we know as the numbers we use in English, okay, were not invented by the Arabs at all. They were actually invented by Indian mathematicians. And to not be my normal self, I would say the India Indians.
So what you're telling me is they said, have you tried turning it off and turning it off again?
Of course we went there. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No more wheezing the juice.
Hello, my name is Frank. How are you today?
Okay. I'm sorry. Did you say your name was Steve?
In celebration of WrestleMania, here's number 4.
Uh-oh. You can't see me. All right, I know. All right, okay.
The Parliament of Iceland is the oldest and still acting parliament in the world. It was established in 930 AD.
Wow. Yeah, but what about P-Funk?
We want the funk.
Oh!
Still going through my head.
All right. Number 3. Despite the terrible nature and damage caused by the Great Fire of London in 1666, only 8 people died. Despite the fact that the fire destroyed at least 13,500 homes.
Fucking Jack the Ripper has a bigger body count than that. What the fuck?
Yes.
What the fuck?
He's like, the Great Fire of London? Fuck you. I'll up them numbers.
Well, here's what happens. One house caught on fire and everybody's seen it and they're like, get the fuck out. It's like 13 blocks of people. They were like, get out. No, it's coming.
It's not funny. My house is on fire.
Like I knew it was coming.
I did too.
It's like, no, you can see it down the road. See it? See it down the road? That faint glow? It'll be here in a minute. Because no one's going to stop this shit. Everything's made out of wood, and it's all old and dry. Then does everybody have kerosene and gasoline and shit in their homes? Oh, good, good. Because I imagine they did. Because every light that you have is propelled by this propellant. Watch it go.
Yeah. Woo. Number 2. Oh my god, it's so perfect. Hey,
that was great.
Tell me a famous vampire. Well, you know that guy on Sesame Street. Oh, he doesn't count. Oh, I am sure he does.
Count Von Count.
All right, number 2. Soon after building started in 1173, the foundation of the Pisa Tower settled unevenly. Construction was stopped and wasn't continued until 100 years later. Therefore, the Leaning Tower of Pisa was never straight. They built it on a fucking angle.
And if I would have been the architect, I'd have been like, yes, but the wind comes in from this way. And we protecting it.
Matt would have been like, we got too many toppings on that side. We got to move them.
I'll show you want more toppings on your side than they do.
No, oh, there's too much of pepperoni. Oh, pepperoni. You're leveling out.
I thought you nothing but olive oil, cheese, and tomato.
Oh, Lord.
I still like that you built it into the wind. It will never be blown over. Unless they wind change shift, yes, and then we might have some problems, but...
Okay.
It's a little spicy meatball. Too many spicy meatball on that side, though. The move over here.
Okay,
I'm just pleasing myself at the moment, but not with.
Aria's saying, don't use your hands, and then we're good.
Everyone, take a deep breath.
All right.
Calm yourself. Center yourself. Number 1.
Nora.
And I'm just going to preface this, that this one is so great that the only analogy I can make for it is that, you know, the last couple of women that I was actually able to get naked with probably had the same feeling of being let down.
Well.
Ancient Egyptians used slabs of stone as pillows.
I stayed in a couple of hotel rooms that did the same thing. Of course, they charge you full price.
Yeah. But they but gave you clean sheets?
No, the sheets were clean. Pillows were stones.
Honey, I know a place right down the street.
Fucking take a hoodie out of my fucking bag and wad it up and use it because it's more comfortable than the pillows that they got.
Holy shit.
Oh, fuck.
God, that was all fantastic.
Right. Todd, that was awesome. Thank you.
I need more facts like that. All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in to another episode. And I will appreciate if Todd keeps coming with these because these are my favorite things. I was like, just show me some facts I didn't know. Even though I did know a couple, but still, now I know more stuff that I can tell my wife and bore the fuck out of her with.
Like, not yet! Won't buy yet!
She'd be sleeping. I'll be like, baby, did you know that in 1912? Fuck off. Okay, fair enough. I guess I'll just go to sleep. You don't want to learn?
Can't teach that woman nothing. But,
Just so you know, you could have had sex tonight.
Now,
that shit's off too.
Now I'm playing hard to get. All right.
I'm Zach, by the way. Thanks for tuning in this week, guys. We will see you next week.
We need other people to say goodbye. Lindy, please say goodbye.
Lindy. Bye.
Lindy says,
bye.
Todd says,
fuck you, whatever. Says, okay, I love you. Bye.
The Todd says,
what does any of this have to do with gay porn?
See you next week. Later.
They're coming to get you.
By the power of Christ.
This is
me.
Hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
What's my line, Zach? What's my line?
Cue the intro!
I snorted.
You do you whenever you want to do you, Matt. Zach's gonna cut all that shit out.
No, he isn't.
Or not.
You snorting limp biscuit lover.
All right.